Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help educate you about narcissistic abuse because your feelings do matter. Hi, and welcome to another podcast of Narc Abuse No More with your host, Dr. and Evangelist, K.O. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. What is today? Today is Wednesday, February the 22nd of 2023. I pray that you've had a blessed, stress-free, narcissistic-free, abuse-free week so far, and that the remainder of this week will continue to be so as well. But if not, we're going to be talking about a few things today. Again, my name is Dr. K.O. Rich with Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help you admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Yes, they do. But before we go on with today's podcast, I'd like to invite you to visit us on our website at www.narcabusenomore.org. Again, that website address is www.narcabusenomore.org, or you can type in narcissisticabusenomore.com. Again, that's narcissisticabusenomore.com. And on our website, you'll find valuable information regarding narcissism, relationships, and just to let you know, we are on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Play, iTunes, CastBox, and Deezer. We're also on Amazon Audible, Rumble, Brighteon, and the Tube. That's right, we're on YouTube. So you have a variety of different platforms to listen to us from. And if all those fail, you can go directly to our website again at www.narcabusenomore.org. Also, if you are in the Georgia area and you are needing counseling, I am doing in-person counseling for those, for women, couples, and families. Women, couples, and families at this time. In-person counseling. No, I'm not doing any telephone counseling. In-person counseling. I don't like telephone counseling. And so I prefer to see the person face to face. So if you're in the Georgia area, then you can go on my website and try to set up a time. We can talk from there and you can have the counseling that you need. All right. What are we talking about today? We are talking about antisocial personality disorder. Antisocial personality disorder. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the psychopath, which will lead us into the part two of the sociopath. Now, we often have seen movies where they displayed or they portray, should I say, the psychopath as this Hannibal Lecter psychotic. And yes, they can fall into that. But we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But what is antisocial personality disorder? Well, this is a disorder that this person tends to violate other people's rights, other people's privacy, other people's They don't have respect for other people, just period. And the symptoms that they have, it could be, well, it's often listed in the Cluster B disorder for the Diagnostic and Statistics Manual, or should I say DSM-5, for those who are familiar with that, Cluster B disorders, personality disorders. And so when you're talking about this type of personality, I'm going to give you some symptoms that, because they tend to not flow well when it comes to society as a whole. And so therefore they go against the societal norms. So they're not able to conform, or they don't, should I say, they're not able to, but they don't conform to social norms. They don't have any regard to the law. They would rather get caught. They would rather do whatever it is that they can to break the society norm. So for example, we know that you're not to go and relieve yourself in public, but somebody with this disorder, they would do it just because they know that it's not acceptable to society. They will lie, they will use aliases, they will use do things for their own gain, their own selfish gain, their own profit. They tend to not have any regards for what others feel or think. They also have a sense of impulsivity. Okay, this is not to be confused with borderline personality disorder, but they do have a sense of impulsivity. They don't want to plan things. They don't want to execute things in the proper manner. They are also irresponsible when it comes to being on the job. Okay, so when you know you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock and you come in at 9:55, 9:59. They have an irresponsibility with regards to employment. They're not reliable when it comes to finances. They also do not take in regard to other people's feelings for their safety of their self or others. They are very reckless. So they would do things knowing that it can cause someone harm for example, driving 85 in a 35-mile zone. They will do things like that just because they can. They will tend to be aggressive. They often display things of irritability. They start frequent fights. You might see them a lot of times behind bars because they're always doing something that goes against the law or goes against society or trying to do harm to other people. They have an indifference when it comes to the feeling of others. They don't want to empathize with other people. They are the type that only basically care about themselves, which is kind of like narcissistic personality in that sense. When it comes to this personality, those that are 18 and older are often the ones that are diagnosed with this type of personality, what they call conduct disorder. You can have signs that show themselves before the age of 15, but they really don't tend to diagnose you with this unless you're like 18 or older. This is something that is very serious when you're dealing with how the person with anti-personality disorder, how they deal with or how they operate in society, because this order is characterized by their tendency to violate the rights of others. They do not take your rights into consideration. They do not think about the consequences of what it would do to someone else as well as themselves. And so a lot of times people will, they will call this, where this person is psychotic. They will call them a psychopath or a sociopath. And those are two different things. But one of the things that today we're going to focus on is we're going to talk about some more signs when it comes to the antisocial personality disorder. And then we're going to talk about the psychopath. We'll deal with the sociopath on the next podcast. But we're going to deal with the psychopath because it's a difference between the psychopath and the sociopath. So when you're dealing with symptoms of antisocial personality disorder, these symptoms can, again, it can affect how other people are able to have a relationship with this individual, because this individual will make it very difficult for people to have a healthy relationship with them. Why is that? Okay, some of the symptoms are, and you might find these familiar, or should I say similar to what narcissistic personality is. They have a lack of empathy. They don't feel for others. They don't put themselves in the shoes of other people. So therefore, they don't look at, well, how would I feel if I'm in this situation myself? It's only about them. They don't empathize with anyone else. They will never put themselves in your shoes or put themselves in a place to say, you know, well, how would I feel if someone did this to me? They will never do that. They also have a desire to lie. They like to manipulate others. They like to control others. So therefore, when you're if you're trying to be in a friendship or relationship with this this person, they're never thinking about you or what they might be doing to harm you. It's all about themselves. They will tend to have fits of rage. They will have anger. They will have hostility. They hold grudges. So this person does not let go of things. They are very angry. They can be angry individuals. This person can be very reckless with their lifestyle, for as promiscuity, substance abuse. They have the need to be impulsive, and this can also kind of put you in the mind of the borderline personality that leads the reckless type of lifestyle. They have this feeling of grandiosity, similar to the narcissist, where they feel that they are superior to other people. They feel that they are better than other people. And so therefore they treat you as the peon and they are above everybody else. They mimic emotions. They do not have an authentic sense of emotion. They mimic what they see. They're like a chameleon. They blend in with their environment, similar to the narcissist. So therefore, going through some type of grief, it's not that they feel for you, but they mimic what they think that you might want them to act or portray. So therefore, if everyone's sad, then they will have the portrayal of being sad. If everyone's happy, they'll have the portrayal of being happy. But there is never anything genuine, because they have a difficult time of feeling emotions, but they can mimic them. They are very when it comes to insight, they have a lack of insight into things. So their thinking process is not like everyone else's, what you might say on the normal scene of things. They operate in a different fashion. Now, when it comes to this particular antisocial personality disorder, they might have a diagnosis of childhood conduct disorder. Okay, so they might not be diagnosed as having this disorder as a child, but then that particular child may be diagnosed as having a conduct disorder. Men are more subject to be diagnosed with this than women. There may be parents that may have been abusive, such as substance abuse disorder. So they may have dealt with that with their parents. They may have had a history of abusing animals as a child. We often see or have heard of serial killers that when they, before they ever killed a person, they were doing cruel things to human beings. I mean, cruel things to animals. They tend to have had a unstable, chaotic family life during childhood. They may have been subjected to a lot of abuse. They may have had to deal with neglect. And so therefore, this was conducive to the personality disorder that they have. This is so important as to when it comes to children. And I tend to tell you all on this podcast and those that I counsel that it's so important to protect the children from abuse, because abuse can harm people in various ways. And where you think your children may not be harmed by, you might say, well, they're not being abused themselves, it's only me. But what they're seeing is just as damaging. It's emotionally damaging as it is, as it would be if they were being physically abused. So the emotional abuse is also harmful, just like the physical abuse would. And this is what tends to often lead into these type of personality disorders. Now, I want to, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to go into some signs that you may be dealing with a psychopath. We're going to talk about the psychopath today, which is closely, is very connected to this antisocial personality disorder. And they often put the psychopath and the sociopath up under the umbrella of the anti-personality, antisocial personality disorder. And so we're going to talk about that in just a moment. And as always, I love to give you a website where you can get this valuable information. And you can get this at www.choosingtherapy.com. Again, it's www.choosingtherapy.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the
make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day. When you want me, honey, just call me.
Oh, baby, you are my consolation.
You do.
The way that you love me.
World were mine, Sheryl Lynn. And it sounds like, I'm not sure if she did. Oh yeah, she did do that with Luther Vandross. I thought it was his voice up in there. All right, so we're talking about the antisocial personality disorder, and we're about to get into the aspects of the psychopath. Many people probably think of, when you're thinking of a psychopath, you're thinking of this serial killer. But the thing is, not every one of them do killing. Not everyone kill. Not every sociopath kills. But we want you to know the signs of a psychopath so you'll know not to get involved with them. Pray for them, but don't get into a romantic relationship with one. Number one, they're superficial, charming, and very charismatic. These are not the type of people where they have an axe in their hand and they come chasing you as in the movies or whatever. They're very flattering. They have a false sense of sympathy and kindness. They use these skills not because they really feel for you, but they use it as a way to get who or what they want. They do not have true empathy, and they are very good at faking it until they make it. So these people are very superficial, and this is why I tell anyone, you definitely need spiritual discernment when you are contemplating getting into a relationship with someone, because people can fake it till they make it, all right? What I mean by that, you're not seeing the genuine person. You're not seeing them. It's like they, I'm going to use Mardi Gras, for example. A lot of times, I don't go to those kind of events, but you'll see the mask, masquerade balls or something of that nature. So until you pull the mask off, you really don't see the true person. Number two, they are cruel and they have a mean streak, okay? So once that charm wears off, then you get to see what's underneath the layers of that onion. And that can be, they can be very cruel. They can be very mean. This could be them lashing out at you. This could be them trying to embarrass you. This could be gossiping about you, running a smear campaign. So their cruelty, they love being cruel. If you think about, for those who remember Little House on the Prairie, and you saw Nellie, Nellie got a kick in being cruel to people, okay? I don't even know if she ever really had a nice side on there until she wound up getting married later on, okay? He kind of changed her with that. But they have an unnecessarily cruel streak. Number three, they lie and they exaggerate things. They are very dishonest. So they are very prone to lying, and they will use it to get what they want. They will embellish the truth to get what they want. They are are, they want to have their ego inflated. They want to get others to think or feel whatever it is that they want them to think or feel. So they are always in, they don't have any kind of conscience when it comes to lying. And that's the difference between the psychopath. One of the differences between a psychopath and a sociopath, where a sociopath will have a conscience and yet still do the nasty little things that they do. Psychopath doesn't feel any regard for anybody. So therefore, they're very cold and calculating. They don't care who they hurt. Well, as long as they get what they want, and they don't care who they have to walk all over, they do it without having a conscience. Okay, they're a cold-blooded, lack of a heart. I call them having a hole for a heart. They don't have one. Okay. Number four, they lack accountability and play the blame game. And this is kind of similar to what the narcissist does. Now, all narcissists are not psychopaths, all right? But you can count that a psychopath does have narcissistic tendencies, all right? So they will commit some of the most violent acts, heinous crimes, and they can care less about your emotions. In other words, they'll blame other people. They make excuses to justify why they did what they did. And let me just say this. This is why I have a hard time when it comes to people, even in society. Well, because of this, this is why I turned out this way. Now, this is not to say that to an extent, maybe some of that is true, but then you also have choices. And for those who are in abusive relationships, just because someone had a challenging childhood does not give them the right to abuse you. So do not allow their excuses to cause you to stay in an unhealthy relationship just because they may have been abused by someone in their family, or they went through some challenges, or whatever the case may be. The thing is, we all have choices. The blame game doesn't work. When you become of age to know what's right from wrong, the blame game doesn't work. As Adam and Eve, how did that work for them? God did not allow them to blame or use the blame game in order to get out of what they did. They had to have accountability for their own actions, and we're suffering that today. Number five, they have a need for power, dominance, and control. Okay, they seek out positions of power like the narcissist. All right, they like to be an authority. They like to dominate others. They like to feel as if they are powerful. So you will have your CEO could be a psychopath. Who knows? Okay, so sometimes this will overlap into the narcissism. They have a hunger, they have a need to get that power and control over you. They're not satisfied unless and they do it. Again, how is it that people are able to, for example, those who are rapists, men who rape, or whatever the case may be, it's not about the sexual act itself, it's about having that power and that control over that individual. Number six, they enjoy suffering and pain. They are very sadistic, okay? They get pleasure out of someone's suffering. Some of them even become sexually aroused by someone else's pain, by someone else's suffering. And this is why why psychopathic traits predict violence and sexual violent crimes. And they say with the 80% accuracy that someone who has done these type of things, more than likely they probably are a psychopath. Number seven. Again, and let me make sure I let you know is that, again, we want to emphasize is that these people don't feel. They don't care what they do. You might say, well, how can someone just go and shoot someone and don't care nothing about it? Because they don't have any feeling. They don't have any regret. They don't have any regard. They're a psychopath. That's the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath. The sociopath, whereas they will still do the evil thing, but they do have some kind of conscience, whereas the psychopath could care less and they go about their business and so what? You're feeling pain. So what? I killed someone. So what? Or whatever case may be. They don't care. Number seven, they are often bored and they need something to give them a new high. They need to have a thrill. So they don't have the same emotional wiring that other people have. They need something to excite them, something to give them a new thrill, something to make them excited and happy. This is why they are very, they're not as impulsive as a sociopath, but they are sometimes impulsive. They are delusional. Okay, they seek out thrills, and therefore you will see them sometimes engage in promiscuity or some kind of crime or some type of act of violence or substance abuse because they're needing a new high. As we often talk about with narcissists, needing that narcissistic supply, it's the same thing when you're dealing with a psychopath. Number eight, they have a total disregard for the law. They don't want to act by the rules. They don't want to follow the rules. They feel as if rules don't apply to them. So therefore, they will say things, whether it's profanity or say things that they know is offensive in certain social norms. They will commit certain offenses that's not acceptable in most social norms. They are the ones that often commit a lot of violent crimes because they have psychopathic traits. Number nine, they do not feel they can care less about the consequences. You often have lawmakers say, "Oh, we're gonna add this law, add that law." When you're dealing with a psychopath, they can care less about the laws that you put on the books. They don't care anything about laws. Rules are for thee, but not for me. That's in the mind of the narcissist as well as the psychopath. They can care less. They're unaffected. They don't care about the consequences. Even when they're caught, they don't care that they're caught. They don't care about going to prison. They don't care about going to jail. They will do things impulsively, and they don't care about the consequences. Okay, they go to jail. They'll go do their time, and they could care less about it. You ask, well, why is it that people don't care about going to jail or going to prison, and they do these things knowing that they're going to get caught or doing some harm to somebody else? Because they don't care. Their brain mechanism does not pick up, oh, well, this is actually going to affect my life. Oh, this is actually going to hurt someone else. Oh, it doesn't work like that when it comes to the psychopath. Number 10, they are detached, cold, and callous. Again, they don't have any empathy for anyone else. So therefore, their brain structure limits their ability to experience regular human emotions. They may mimic them, but they do not actually feel them. So when others are going through various type of emotions, the psychopath is often detached. And if you see them operating in emotion, it's normally because they're mimicking what they see. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
Your face is beaming. You say it's 'cause you're dreaming of how to be.
The Heart, and that is by James Ingram. I don't have the heart to hurt you. And when you're talking about a psychopath, they definitely don't have a heart, but they will hurt you. And they don't think anything about it at all. And that is so sad, because it messes up relationships that they otherwise could have that are healthy relationships. Number 11, they have a history of childhood behavior problems. Many times when people have these type of personality disorders, you can go back to their childhood, where there may have been some behavior issues during that time. They may have been cruel to animals, as we mentioned with the antisocial personality disorder. They may have had a history of lying and frequent fights and just being cruel to other children. These may have been your bullies that just got a kick out of doing mean things just because. Number 12, they have a history of broken relationships. Broken relationships. You will find it difficult to maintain a relationship with someone who is like this. In the beginning, the charm might draw that person to them, but then once the person actually get to know them over time, then they will see that it was they were actually fake, and the charm was fake and all that. And so therefore, these are very shallow people. They like to betray people. They hurt people, and they turn what would have been a good relationship into enemies. So therefore, these are not the type of people that you want to even start a relationship up with. They will exploit you for personal gain. They do not do anything just because of the kindness of their heart. They do things calculative, and so therefore they will do things to get where they want to go. However, they will use whoever they need to use in the process, whether it gives them power, fame, wealth, money, whatever the case may be. They will use it to get what they want, and they do not care what casualties or bodies they leave behind in the process.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Number 14, again, is calculated, is strategic. They will plan ahead and make decisions based upon what they can do to manipulate others, how they can exploit you, take advantage of the person. They will take your kindness as weakness. So therefore, you cannot trust these people. You cannot give them your heart, because they will take that generosity and use it for their own benefit and leave you lying in the dust. They don't have a conscience. Number 15, they lack of conscience. They don't have remorse for what they do. They don't have remorse for their actions. They are unfazed by the hurt that they do to others. They don't have any sense of guilt. They are not likely to learn from their mistake. mistakes. So therefore, they, again, they do not care to learn from mistakes. They care to get what they want, when they want, how they want it, and they can care less about anyone else. Number 16, they have an abnormal way of thinking. They do not think the way that most normal people would. Their brains are wired differently, so therefore it's twisted, it's disturbed. And do they know that they're doing wrong? Of course they do, but at the same time, they don't care about what they do to other people. Number 17, they have a poor attention span and they lose interest easy. So they're kind of have symptoms of ADD or ADHD. Again, they are bored easily. They always need something new to make them feel as if they are doing something productive. And most of that productivity is not in the positive sense, but looking for new projects or new people that they can walk over to obtain whatever it is that they want. Number 18, they can have the tendency to be violent or aggressive or abusive. Again, not everyone is a Hannibal Lecter. However, these type of people can be violent and they do not care what they do to you. They can be very aggressive and very abusive. And when they have had these type of symptoms or presented these traits as a younger person, then they grow even more vicious with it when they become adults. So they become the type of people who are who can sexually abuse someone and not think a thing about it. They are violent. They can offend somebody. They don't actually care about what they're doing, and will become repeat offenders if they're let out of prison. Oftentimes, if they are a psychopath, they will often become repeat offenders. Why? Because they never saw what they did wrong to begin with. They never had a feeling about what they did wrong. They didn't care about what they did wrong. They only wanted what they wanted when they wanted it. Number 19, they are hostile. And they have an oppositional demeanor. So they can pretend to be friendly, they can be charming, but at the same time, they're not that way in reality. They're aggressive. They are often misogynist. They can hold sexist views, racist views, or whatever the case may be. They're very unkind, and therefore, again, this is part of them not feeling for what other people go through. And last but not least, they are masters of deception. You cannot believe what you see when you're dealing with these type of individuals. They will try to fool you. They don't want you to see the real deal, and therefore you have to be careful when you are dealing with these type of individuals. All right, we are up out of here. I pray that today's podcast has been a blessing to you. And when we come back on the next podcast, Lord willing, we will be dealing with the sociopath, so you can know the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath, dealing with antisocial personality disorder. This is Dr. K.O. Rich. Until next time.